stupid criminal story. By definition, we think that all criminal stories are stupid because you'd have to be stupid to be a criminal in the first place. This one might just be a little extra stupid, if you will. It's one of those where, as I start the story, you can probably figure out where it's going, so stop me when you think you know where we're going. This is from Chicago. Apparently, this happened recently, last week, I think it was. Well, that actually has its roots in 2021. So, 2021, this guy, Rodolfo Santillan, was arrested, and he was charged with two separate charges of breaking into cars. He was also then assigned wearing an ankle bracelet. Last week, Rodolfo Santini was stopped and charged with...
Let me guess.
Go ahead.
Car theft.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Jeez. I nailed it.
Breaking into more cars, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Andy probably cut off his tether.
No.
No?
But both of these were on the same day, too.
Oh.
Now, how does that happen?
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, in the morning, apparently he walks out of a store and gets inside a vehicle which is not his, and the man whose vehicle it is was in the store, too, sees this happening, comes out of the store. The guy who owns the car, by the way, happens to be a concealed weapons permit holder, so he pulls his gun. So, you know, get out of my car. Somebody call the police. Well, the police arrive. First, the police thinks that there's a robbery going on, so the guy with the concealed weapons permit, they tell him to get on the ground and drop his gun. But after the explanation goes on, they realize that, oh, your car was being stolen. Everything's good. Fine. They take this Rodolfo Santini into the jail. Apparently, he goes through the processing. And for whatever reason it says here, he walked out of the police station later in the afternoon about 4:30. Okay.
All right.
2 hours later, police officers were called to a work site where some workers discovered this man, Santillan, inside their work van. Apparently, he was trying to steal things. In fact, there was even a nearby doorbell camera that caught footage of him getting inside of the van, so he was arrested again. That's same day, two car break-ins.
Maybe he wants to, you know, be in jail.
From a guy, yeah, that dates back to 2021 who was wearing a tether in the first place.
Yeah.
He either wants to be in jail or he's addicted to the adrenaline of jumping into people's cars.
Could be. Of course, the questions are now being asked. You know, why was he let out of jail the first? It doesn't say here in the story. It just says he was arrested, charged with misdemeanor, and he walked out of the police station for the first one of the day.
Yeah.
The second one doesn't tell us. I'm guessing he didn't get out of the jail the second time.
It
doesn't say so. But it does say the entire time he was still wearing the electronic ankle monitor that he had to wear starting back in 2021 because of his first situation. That's 2 years on it.
He walked out of the jail because nobody was looking.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, like I said, all criminal stories are stupid. Sometimes, though, they're extra
stupid.